Committee on Senate File 224 to order. This bill requires elementary and secondary public and non-public schools to designate and allow the use of multiple occupancy toilet facilities only by persons of the same biological sex. The bill prohibits a person from entering a school single and multiple occupancy toilet facility that does not correspond with the person's biological sex. The bill provides that such a designation and prohibitions do not constitute unfair or discriminatory practices in violation of the Iowa Civil Rights Act, Code Chapter 216. I have considerably more to say on this subject, but is Senator Selsey with us now? She is not. Senator Taylor, do you have any comments?
Not at this time. Just looking forward to hearing what others have to say.
Okay. Are there any lobbyists who wish to comment on this?
Do we want to say about the time?
So we're going to limit. We're going to put a 3-minute time limit on comments because I think probably quite a few people wish to be heard. I can only conduct this committee till about 1:40, so we want to give as many people as we can an opportunity. So, ready? So it looks like we've got Damian Thompson.
Hello, I'm Damian Thompson with Iowa Safe Schools. We're registered opposed to this bill and want to thank the members of the subcommittee for giving me the opportunity to speak. So just a little bit of background on our organization. We were founded in 2002, and our organization works with over 10,000 students and hundreds of schools across the state of Iowa. We have had gender identity as a protected class since 2007, including public accommodations and restroom inclusion. In these 14 years, we have had zero instances of inappropriate actions happening in our school restrooms because of these accommodations. Ever. Zero. In fact, as best said by Des Moines Police Department Sergeant Jason Halifax, we have not seen that. I doubt that's going to encourage the behavior. If the behavior is there, sexual predators are going to behave as they're going to behave, no matter what the laws are. On the contrary, a recent study concluded that transgender and non-binary teens who were subject to restroom or locker room restrictions, much like this bill, had a high prevalence of being the victim of sexual assault themselves at 36%. Not surprisingly, some will avoid restrooms altogether. This means teens may not drink enough fluids and may ignore the need to use the restroom, resulting in urinary tract infections, impacted bowels, and avoidance of school altogether. Bathroom bills send the dangerous message that transgender students shouldn't be respected, the same message that leads to bullying, harassment, and violence against these exact same students. In North Carolina, a similar bill was passed in 2016, which resulted in a backlash that caused huge economic losses for the state, such as businesses canceling expansion plans and the NBA moving its All-Star game from Charlotte. This bill was ultimately repealed in the following legislative session in 2017. Undoubtedly, this legislation would only cause the same economic backlash when our state needs continued economic success more than ever during this pandemic. In 2016, a similar bill passed both chambers in South Dakota after meeting with three transgender youth. The Republican governor, Dennis Duggard, vetoed the bill due to the harms it would cause. Title IX's prohibition of sex discrimination in education means that schools are required to address gender-based harassment and violence, whether it's sexual assault or the bullying of a transgender student, if it's so severe or pervasive that it affects the student's ability to complete their education. That's why Title IX also requires schools to let transgender students use the restrooms, locker rooms, and other gender-segregated facilities consistent with their gender identity, so trans students can fully participate in the educational opportunities that their school has to offer. This bill undoubtedly violates Title IX in that way. I urge the members of the subcommittee to oppose this harmful piece of legislation in its entirety for students, for Iowa's well-being, and for what is morally right. This bill truly represents the opposite of what it means to be Iowa nice.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Senator Selsey, do you wish to comment at this time?
Yes, I apologize for being late. I was trying to get on the Zoom, so I just wanted everyone to know that I was here and I am listening to your comments. Thank you so much.
Okay. Who's next? Horace Basuk?
Yes, thank you.
That pronunciation correct? Sorry about that.
Yes. Thank you, Senator. My name is Paras Basuk, and I am a high school senior speaking in opposition to this bill on behalf of Iowa students who could not attend the subcommittee meeting during the school day. The separation of school bathrooms on the basis of biological sex rather than gender identity would make Iowa schools a less welcoming, unsafe place for transgender and gender nonconforming students. Just like any other student, the bathroom is a place where students seek privacy, and despite that, this bill perpetuates a culture of scrutiny towards trans youth that puts them at risk of bullying and harassment. Separating bathrooms by biological sex would be a discriminatory mandate from the state that says we do not respect the validity of our students' gender identities. This statement is contradictory to Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Title IX of the Education Amendments Act of 1972, and the Iowa Civil Rights Commission that all state that discrimination on the basis of gender identity is a form of discrimination on the basis of sex and is therefore unlawful. Additionally, it must be emphasized that transgender students in school bathrooms are not a threat to cisgender students. The myth that trans students endanger cis students in school bathrooms is not based on evidence and is prejudicial. All students want to feel safe in the bathroom and want to feel like they're in the correct bathroom for them. The safest school bathrooms are the ones where students do not feel invalidated or scrutinized, and where all students can use the bathroom that corresponds with their gender identity. On behalf of the youth that will be hurt by this legislation, I strongly urge the senators here today to stop Senate File 224 from progressing through the legislature. Thank you.
Okay. I wanted to hear from the lobby first, so if we could allow the lobbyists to raise their hands first on this, I would appreciate that. Emily, it looks like we have you up next. Thank you.
Emily Piper with the Iowa Association of School Boards. We are registered opposed to this bill. We have, really what this bill does is it forces us to violate the Iowa Civil Rights Act, as well as what is forthcoming guidance from the Federal Department of Education that requires us not to discriminate against transgender students. This puts us in an impossible position. It creates a conflict of law that will be resolved over the years through the court system, and so we strongly oppose this bill moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Keenan Crow. Keenan, you are on mute. Okay.
Thank you, Senators. Keenan Crow with One Iowa. We represent the interests of LGBTQ Iowans, and we are opposed to this bill. I think when discussing controversial bills like this one, it's always good to start these conversations from a place of agreement. I think we all agree, no matter what our party affiliation, that safety and privacy in school restrooms is extremely important. I think we can also agree that every student deserves a fair chance to succeed in school and prepare for their future, including students who are transgender, and that every student should be treated fairly and equally under the law. So let's look at the facts. Transgender students in Iowa have been able to use restrooms that match their gender identity since 2007, and over that 14-year period, we haven't seen any uptick in school restroom-related safety incidents. And let's be clear, doing anything in a school restroom aside from using the facilities for their intended purpose is already illegal. Whether or not this bill advances, it will remain illegal for anyone to enter a restroom for the purpose of harming or harassing someone else or invading their privacy in any way. 14 years is a significant amount of time, and in that period of time, school administrators have figured out multiple strategies for accommodating the needs of their students without needing to ban transgender students from common areas like restrooms. Schools, in fact, have a legal obligation to enforce policies that prevent harassment and invasion of privacy. A school's responsibility to keep all students safe is not compromised by allowing transgender students to use facilities consistent with their gender identity. Now, I know for some folks, this isn't necessarily about transgender students. They're going to point to theoretical harms of students attempting to abuse these policies. But the experience both of Iowa schools and of schools across the country has shown that student abuse of these policies simply does not occur. Students cannot pretend to be transgender in order to engage in misconduct, and if someone abuses any school policy to harm another student or invade their privacy, schools can and will stop such behavior as part of their legal obligation to provide a safe learning environment for all students. So in closing, I just want to reiterate, we are all deeply concerned with the safety and privacy of students in Iowa schools. The current policy is statistically the safest one available, and the bill proposed here today would put the safety of transgender students at risk. Forcing a transgender student who lives every day as a girl to use the boys' restroom puts her at risk for harassment and assault. And forcing a transgender student to use a separate restroom from everyone else adds to the bullying and mistreatment they already face. School policies should protect students from bullying. They shouldn't promote it. So I urge you to reject this bill and work with us to create policies that align with our shared concerns of maximizing the safety and privacy of all students. Thank you.
Thank you. Liz Lundberg.
Thank you. My name is Liz Lundberg, and I'm speaking in opposition to this bill. I'm the mom of a 5-year-old girl named Callie, and Callie is transgender. The way we talk about it in our family is when she was born, we thought she was a boy, but we made a mistake. As soon as she was able to tell us she's really a girl, she did, and that was about a year ago. Many transgender adults report that they knew from about age 3 or 4 that they were assigned a gender that doesn't match who they really are. I know it can be hard to understand what life is like for trans people, especially if you don't know any trans people, and that's why I want to tell you about Callie. In her preschool, it has been stressful for her to face children and teachers who knew her as a boy. We're so looking forward to the beginning of next school year when she will start kindergarten in a new school with new kids who will know her as herself. The thought that her school might have to force her to use the boys' bathroom is heartbreaking. We all want kids to be safe in school bathrooms, and we already have laws and rules addressing this issue. It's already illegal to follow someone into a bathroom and assault or harass them. Schools already have codes of conduct addressing bullying. Law enforcement and schools have the tools they need to hold predators accountable. This new law is unnecessary government overreach. And how would it even be enforced? Would all of our kids be subject to visual inspections, pat-downs? Would they have to carry their birth certificates? Who would be monitoring their bathroom use and making judgment calls about who can use which rooms? This law opens the door for all kinds of abuse and would make all of our children less safe. Teachers, staff, visitors, and other students could use it to demand that any child prove their gender. And it's designed to make things especially difficult for transgender kids. They already face bullying and harassment, and this law would make it even worse. Callie, my 5-year-old girl in kindergarten, would face harassment, bullying, and possibly assault if she used the boys' bathroom. But she would be breaking the law and could get in trouble with her school if she used the girls'. Please keep all of our children safe in schools by rejecting this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Christian Mall. Christian?
Hi. Yes, hi. Thank you very much. I'm also speaking in opposition to this bill today and wanted to highlight one other facet of it that's absurd. So I am a transgender man. I'm 39 years old. I live in Dallas County. I have a 10-year-old daughter who attends an elementary school in Waukee District. I spend a lot of time volunteering at her school. In fact, I was the room parent last year when we were able to be in the building and was in the building at least 2 hours every, helping the teacher and others with things. This bill would say that I needed to use the girls' restroom when I'm there because I'm a transgender man. My birth certificate lists me as female. And that is how the bill language reads. So I urge you all to oppose this, not just for the absurdity and discrimination and pain that it'll cause transgender youth, but just for the fact that the language of the bill simply does not make sense and would produce results that I'm sure no one on the committee or in the public would want a 39-year-old adult man, transgender man such as myself, using the girls' restroom at an elementary school. Thank you.
Thank you. Connie Ryan.
Thank you, Senator, for the opportunity to speak. I'm Connie Ryan, and I am the Executive Director of Interfaith Alliance of Iowa Action Fund, and we stand firmly opposed to this legislation. We were part of the coalition that lobbied diligently for several years for the passage of the anti-bullying law and the legislation adding sexual orientation and gender identity to the Iowa Civil Rights Act. 2007 was a glorious year for civil rights when both laws were passed by the Iowa legislature with the mandate that we must protect the rights of LGBTQ plus Iowans in every community of our state, with special emphasis of protecting our children. And now we find ourselves in a time where some lawmakers want to take away not only the civil rights of a group of people who have faced and continue to face so much discrimination, but want to take away their privacy and their dignity. And that is simply wrong. Anti-LGBTQ bills, legislation are often based on personal religious beliefs. And while you may be, it may be okay for you to have those personal religious beliefs, it is not okay to insert that into our civil rights laws or into any of our laws. To my LGBTQ friends, family, colleagues, and Iowans across the state, I want to say to you that I am deeply sorry for the pain that this legislation creates for you. Iowa is better than this, and we will work hard every day against legislation designed with the intent to discriminate against you. Senators, we strongly urge you to oppose this legislation. Thank you.
Chuck Hurley.
Thank you, Senators, for bringing this common sense bill forward, and we strongly support it. While students who experience confusion about their gender do need compassion and support, there are many ways that schools and students and parents can provide that support without letting boys into girls' showers or restrooms or locker rooms. Doing so does not respect other students and does not protect their privacy. I am somewhat mystified that the discussion seems to be so focused on transgender students with very little or no discussion of the other students that are at these schools. Not all students are transgender or want someone of the other gender in their restroom. There are those who are concerned or disturbed by that, and we need to think about them as well. We need to be compassionate to both people. And so it seems to me that there has come over, some have been given over to a mindset that seems to be so self-centered or debased that they're not considering the privacy rights of other students, particularly young girls. One of the persons testifying a few minutes ago says that these incidents don't cause problems, and when or if ever there are problems, the schools will fix them. I've submitted this morning a comment on your Senate page here that has a 10-minute video that proves otherwise, and I would strongly urge you, Senators, as well as any and all concerned citizens, to view that video and then come back and say this is not a problem and that schools fix these problems when they, if and when they do occur. Forcing a teenager to share a locker room or restroom with a member of the opposite sex or preteen can cause embarrassment or distress, and especially for students who have been victims of sexual assault. We can affirm each student's dignity and worth without compromising the bodily privacy of any student. A colleague of mine will be testifying in a little bit about how we can handle the Civil Rights Code conflict, and we would encourage you to possibly amend this bill before it goes to full committee to take into consideration an exception for medical personnel as well. Before I run out of time, I just want to tell you thank you for considering the privacy rights of other students besides those who are confused about their gender. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have to help me with the pronunciation. Claire G. Hessellink.
Hello, my name is Claire Cha, and I'm a junior attending a public high school. I wanted to comment on today's discussion in opposition of this very harmful bill. I'm here to stand up for the transgender and gender non-conforming youth who will be negatively affected. Using the restroom is a basic human right, a right that cannot be taken away no matter the circumstance. Students are attending schools to learn how to become capable individuals, not to learn to be discriminated against for who they are. Implementing such a transphobic bill will only cause trauma in these students and cause more discrimination amongst them and their peers. Schools are meant to be places for learning, places for creating new connections, friendships, and a place where students are supposed to feel safe. This bill would instead cause students in Iowa to feel that they are under surveillance, they are being discriminated, and they feel like discrimination has become accepted and a place where students no longer feel capable of expressing themselves. How does one's identity affect how they learn? How does using the correct restroom for their identity affect others? Will this bill make learning more effective in schools? I don't think it will. Identifying as a certain gender has no correlation to how other people learn. Identifying as one's preferred gender will not distract other students and will not hinder anyone's education. Enforcing this bill will only cause a disruption in all students' learning and could endanger transgender students even further. Transgender students are already experiencing enough stress, enough fear, and enough discrimination. There is no room for further torment of these individuals. I highly encourage everyone to rethink their stances on this bill. Thank you for your time.
Jamie Birch Elliott.
Good afternoon. I'm Jamie Birch Elliott. I'm here lobbying for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Iowa and Planned Parenthood North Central States. We are opposed to this bill. Planned Parenthood, as you know, cares passionately about helping everyone lead the healthiest life possible with dignity, with safety, and respect. And we've long stood with lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people in the struggle for full equality, many of whom turn to Planned Parenthood for healthcare, information, and education. We proudly stand with them today. The lawmakers behind this bill are going after transgender children, many of whom who are already targets of bullying and discrimination. All young people in our community need to feel loved and deserve to feel loved, secure, and valued no matter what. They need support to be safe and find their way in the world. Transgender students and transgender people overall already face disproportionate amount of bullying and harassment. These political attacks only feed an environment that puts transgender people of all ages at increased risk of harassment, violence, depression, and suicide. My other lobbying colleagues have made several points about the Iowa Civil Rights Act and about how there have been no instances or recorded instances that we know of where this has been an issue. And so I just want to say that this is more about just restrooms. This is about all of us being able to live our lives free from discrimination, harm, and shame, no matter who we are or what we look like. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Looks like we have time for one more before I'll have the senators and myself comment. Sandra Conlon.
Hello. Thank you, Senators. Thank you for squeezing me in here at the end. I'll be very brief because I think you had a lot of speakers that have covered a wide variety of points so far. My client on this legislation is the Human Rights Campaign. We are registered in opposition to the bill, and I think for all of the same reasons as you've previously heard, but one that I'd like to highlight here at the end because I believe a gentleman earlier spoke about an opportunity for possibly finding an avenue for making this bill legal. But I will point out that trans youth do have a right to education, and discriminating against them is a violation of both Title IX and the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution. So I do not believe that there is an opportunity for you to be able to find a way to do this legally in Iowa because it's illegal and unconstitutional at the federal level. Also, I'd like to reiterate many points made by previous speakers here is, I think, more important than whether or not this is legal. It's just not simply not the right thing to do. I think trans youth have an obligation to them to make them feel welcome and safe as well in their schools. So again, thank you for the opportunity to speak against this bill, Senator.
Thank you. Actually, I think we can squeeze in one more. Melissa Peterson.
Thank you, Senators, for the opportunity. I'm Melissa Peterson with the Iowa State Education Association, and we are registered in opposition. I would just like to kind of reiterate a couple of comments that were previously made. This legislation would force districts to act in an illegal fashion, frankly, and violate the law. And I think it's also, just very briefly, I appreciate you working me in, it's important to know that we have an obligation and a responsibility to provide the safest and most supportive environment to all of our students, regardless of their gender identity. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, with Senator Selsey, we got about 10 minutes. Senator Selsey, do you have any comments?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Senator. I'm so sorry to all the Iowans that this hateful and harmful bill is even a thing. I hate that you all have to be here and defend yourselves like this. I hate that adults and parents from around the state have to endure another assault, frankly, on their child's existence, their student's existence, and something as fundamental as using the restroom that all human beings share is frankly pathetic. This singles people out for discriminatory treatment, as has been noted by several of the speakers. And it's frankly just reprehensible that some senators cannot read the Iowa Civil Rights Act and realize that this particular bill flies in the face of it, and simply by writing a few sentences saying that it doesn't apply is ludicrous, which frankly they should know. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Taylor.
You know, I want to thank everybody who spoke. I guess everyone except one speaker is opposed to the bill, and I appreciate your passion. I appreciate sharing your personal stories. I will say that from the perspective I'm certainly Senator Carlin can speak for himself, but at least I can speak for myself. I don't believe there's any intention here of being hateful, of putting people at harm, hurting people's dignity, any of that. I think it's a fundamental difference of perspective. What is gender? What is sex? How is that determined? And, you know, partly because of the transgender movement adopting this in recent decades, essentially how human society has understood sex and gender since the beginning of time, that has been changed. And is this bill going to undo that? Something that I think has been harmful to our society? No. It's not. And anytime when government tries to step in and mandate, there's going to be unintended consequences, there's going to be benefits, and there's going to be drawbacks. And so from my perspective, at least, I see no difference between sex and gender. Those are synonyms. For hundreds of years, those were synonyms. The word gender is now being redefined. But in my view, gender and sex, it's the same thing. It's determined before you're born. It's embedded in a person's body, in every cell of their body. It's genetic, same word coming from the Latin meaning birth. It's baked into the process, and somebody's perception of what they are when they're very young does not change the reality. So if we're going to have bathrooms in our K-12 schools, and I think there is a reason that they have been divided between male and female, boy and girl, then to me, this makes some sense to have consistency. But I do understand that it's going to cause distress to people who identify a certain way, correctly or incorrectly, in terms of the gender. So I don't want to minimize that, but I am willing to sign.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Taylor. The intention and purpose behind this bill is not any animus or hatred towards anybody in the LGBT community. It's important to note that the concern is not so much with transgendered individuals likely to be sexual predators, but that sexual predators could exploit such laws for posing as transgender in order to gain access to women and girls. As a legislator, our first duty is to protect the residents of the state and the potential for sexual assault and the videoing and recording of women in restrooms is something that has happened across the country in enough instances to raise concerns about it. I think women also have an interest. I think women have an interest in privacy. Young girls have an interest in privacy. They have an interest in safety. And I think those interests are something that I have not heard much about in this conversation about making young women undress in front of people that were born boys and may still have the genitals of a boy, and asking young women in our high schools to be put in that position where they are that vulnerable, I don't think is fair to them. And some of the other situations which have happened that I'm concerned about is little girls being in a restroom along with a man. That is something I don't think little girls should have to experience. I think it would cause them great anxiety and potentially traumatic anxiety. I have spoken to two women within several weeks of this committee who told me that they were sexually assaulted in a restroom as young girls. They are traumatized from those assaults to this day. Provision can be made, an accommodation can be made for other restrooms, but today I'm going to vote to move this bill onto committee, not out of any animus or ill will towards anybody, but out of recognizing the legitimate concerns of safety and privacy that women and young girls in Iowa have. And their voice needs to be heard in this conversation, and this is a conversation worth continuing, so I'm going to sign off on it. Senator Selce, I assume you're not going to be signing.
No, I'm not, Senator. And frankly, the reason you don't see that lobby that you mentioned on this call is because a transgender person is much more likely to be assaulted themselves, putting themselves in dangerous situations. If this bill is passed, it would make it even worse. So that's the reason you're not hearing any of your supposed opposition. The opposition here is here in great force, telling the truth and telling you that this bill is wrong. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe that concludes our subcommittee, and I want to thank you all for participating in this. We are adjourned.